still, there is a healer. His love is deeper than the sea. His mercy is unfailing. His arms, a fortress for the weak. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. I lift my hands to believe again. You are my refuge, you are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are
good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Praise with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Hope everybody's doing okay today. It has been hot. I am up top the tower in central downtown Fort Worth, Faith Studio 1, and we are just baking over here. I'll tell you what, our temperature when I got to the studio this morning was a whopping 93 degrees, okay, 93. And yesterday we got up to 110. I hope you guys are doing well today. If there's anything we can do to help you out, please stay hydrated and know that God has you and that He's going to protect you and He's holding you ever so tight. Even during situations where you're maybe having trouble paying your electric bill, maybe you're having issues health-wise. Maybe the heat has got to you. Lay off your sugar drinks and be sure to drink plenty of water. And I would recommend Gatorade or Powerade on top of that and go 50-50. Don't go with the sugar. Take some of that sugar out and kind of mix it. Okay? So, again, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free. You can email me up here at the studio, Faith Studio 1. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. When you do that, click on the like button, and you'll see me with the cowboy hat, and it says iHeartRadio. That be me. So just check it and like it. We also have what's called Text of Prayer. We're going to be reading four on four on Sunday Praise. I've got four I'm going to read. We're going to pray about, may talk about it a little bit, and then we'll play some more uplifting Sunday Praise music because it's all about our Heavenly Father, not just on Sundays, but every day. Amen. Amen. Okay. So that being said, we're also on all major networks. Now, when you go to Text of Prayer, I've had people ask me, when you go to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, click on information, station information, our number's there, copy, paste it, put it on your phone, and put Text a Prayer. Or if you want to Facebook message me, feel free, or the old-fashioned way again, email me one more time on that morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Okay, Michelle on a Sunday morning writes to me, Michelle in California, good morning, CA. Happy Sunday. I hope the Lord's blessing you. He's blessing me every day, Michelle. Thank you so much. David and his family needs deliverance from past hurts and addiction of alcoholism. Okay, let me pause there for a minute on Sunday Praise. Michelle, I'm so sorry. I presume that must be either your husband, maybe, and his family. So we need to pray for that deliverance. Alcoholism is nothing fun, and we just need to pray in Jesus' name. We're going to come together as a body of believers, and we're going to just pray that the alcoholism, that they'll go to alcohol, AA, Alcohol Anonymous, or somewhere and get some help from a pastor, friend, or neighbor. So, dear Jesus, we come to you united in prayer. We're praying for Michelle in California. Lord, we're praying for David and his family that need full deliverance right now from past hurts and this addiction to alcohol. God, we just lift it up and give it all to you, because we know you can take care of it. In Jesus' name we pray, in 110% total agreement. Amen. Have an anonymous one, first time in Vietnam. Says, CA, I ask for protection and guidance while trying to help my grandmother and children. I ask for anyone meaning harm be revealed and removed. Amen. We live in times of trouble, despair. Anonymous one, we live in times of uncertainty. We got to watch our back all the time, 24/7. And our loved ones as much as we can, being our kids, our grandchildren. I'm really sorry that you're going through that. We're going to pray for you right now for complete safety out there in Vietnam. It's my first text of prayer from Vietnam, actually. So we're going to pray right now for total protection and guidance. So, dear Jesus, we come to you with this anonymous prayer in Vietnam. God, we pray for, she asked for protection and guidance while trying to help her grandmother and children in chaotic times. God, I just pray for that force shield to be up, and I know you're there all the way. And God, we just ask, and she asked for anyone meaning harm to be revealed and removed. We lift it up and give it all to you. In 110% total agreement, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Kim in the United States. Good morning, CA. I love Sunday Praise. Keep doing what you're doing, and congratulations on upcoming 4 years. Kim, thank you so much. She writes me with an urgent prayer the first thing this morning. CA, will you please pray for autoimmune disease to be healed? Actually, pray for healing from autoimmune disease and for freedom from addiction from my spouse. Yes, absolutely. Kim, if I may say, I had a best friend that had autoimmune. And back in the day, she taught me a lot about what autoimmune disease is. And my heart just pours for you. I remember time after time praying intercessory prayer for her back in the day. And we're going to do that for you here in just a little bit. We're also going to pray for freedom from addiction from your spouse. I don't know what kind of addiction. I don't know if it's alcohol, drugs. We're going to be praying that off in Jesus' name. So, Kim, thank you again for your kind words. We're going to come united in prayer for you right now, sister in Christ. Dear Jesus, we just pray for Kim right now. We're praying for complete healing from this autoimmune disease he has. God, you're the great physician. I prayed over a friend of mine many years ago that had autoimmune disease. God, I just pray in your name that you just touch her and heal her as we stretch our arms out to heaven toward your direction. God, I just pray you help Kim out. Whatever state she's in, she's somewhere in the United States right now. Let her hear your voice. God, oh God, I just pray you just touch her and heal her from this autoimmune disease and from freedom from her addicting spouse, whether it may be, whether it's drugs, alcohol. God, just give her the freedom she needs. Be with her all the way. Watch over God and protect her. And as a body of believers and as radio listeners, we give all of this to you. In Jesus' name, we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Ernest writes me in Chicago. Hey, CA, it is a windy day in Chicago. And good morning up down there in downtown, central downtown Fort Worth. Well, thank you. Will you please pray, you and your radio family, pray God helps me to get a new job, well, and for peace, and it's a wonderful job, but it's causing some anxiety. Ernest in Chicago, I've been there when I've been without a job, and I've had to try to find a job, and the stress that we're under, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to play you a song here in just a little bit on Sunday Praise for a lot of you guys. That's been a big one-hit wonder. And we're going to pray right now in Jesus' name for you as a body of believers and as radio listeners. So, dear God, we pray for Ernest right now in Chicago, God, the windy city up there. I just pray for total protection on him. God, I just pray you open a new job for him. And he prays for peace. And it's a wonderful job that he'll work well with. God, you've got him. You got the direction that you want to put him in. And, God, we also pray this anxiety that he has. I just pray it goes away. We lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray as a body of believers and as radio listeners, gang. What do we say? Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, here we go. The song's for you, Ernest, and others. Anxious Heart on Sunday Praise, Jeremy Camp.
Left to speak. perfect. All the days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Well, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart with the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die.
Praise God, praise God. My late friend Carmen, grace, grace, God's grace. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Praise with CA. Today is August the 6th, 2023. Time is really flying by, isn't it? I'm here at the hot tower. Well, the cool tower right now in the air conditioning. But it's very hot outside, so hot that it felt like my shoes are going to melt, just like bubblegum being stuck to your shoe. No, I'm just kidding. With the bricks and everything, I can't even imagine what it is, but our Temperature outside this morning, walking into the studio up top the tower in central downtown Fort Worth, Phase Studio 1, was 92 degrees. So it did not cool down at all. We are hoping for somewhat of a break from this. Hopefully that high pressure will move over. Please pray for us Texans down here. I'm a native. I've lived the summer of 1980, but gosh, nothing like this. This is very crucial. I don't even know how to even explain it. It's just horrible. Okay, well, we got four more texts of prayer requests, and then we'll march on to some more Christian music for you guys. Again, questions, comments, suggestions, gang, feel free. You can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. All right, Brandon in Arkansas writes me, "Good morning, CA. Pray for my cousin to survive an attempt to take his life. He is being airlifted to a hospital. Pray that he makes it." Absolutely, Brandon. I am so sorry to hear that. Not sure if it was suicidal thoughts or what it may be, but let's pray for your cousin right now. As a body of believers and as radio listeners, let's pray for Brandon right now in Arkansas for his cousin. Lord, we just stretch our arms out right now to you up in heaven right now. We want to pray for Brandon's cousin that survived an attempt to take his life. He is being airlifted right now to a hospital somewhere in Arkansas. God, we just pray he makes it. Please, dear Jesus, so much of this mental health and issues like this go on. We don't know why people do what they do, but we know one thing, that you're in full control, and we lift it up and give it all to you. As a body of believers and as radio listeners, in Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said amen. Got another one, just came up, anonymous one in the United States. CA, please pray that God would bring reconciliation in my friendships and direction in my career. Absolutely. God will bring you regulations of friendship and direction. We just got to put all that faith, hope, and trust in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, let's pray right now. What do you say? Dear Jesus, we come to you right now as a body of believers. We're praying for this anonymous prayer request, that you would bring this he or she reconciliation in her friendships and the direction and the career that they need to go. God, you've got it. We lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I've got another one. We got Kara in Louisiana writes me, "Good morning, CA. Will you please pray that God helps me stay on the right path?" Yes, a good life path, I should say. We will. Let me just share this with you there, Kara. In life is a journey. You're going to fall off of a track. You're going to go back on the track. Keep all of your faith in Jesus. He's got you. He's got you under control. He's going to take care of your life. But you've got to put all that faith, all your trust, and all your hope in the Lord. And he will guide your path. Remember when the 99, he was missing the one sheep. He will catch the lost sheep. So when you venture off, know that he is with you and he's not going to leave your side. So let's pray for you right now. We pray for Kara right now in the United States, God. We pray that you help her stay on the right path. We lift it up and give it to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reed in Colorado writes me, "ICA, hope you're doing well. Congratulations on 4 years upcoming in October. I love hearing your journey story every year. You and I tell you, the deacon is a hoot, and so is Popcorn Bob." Well, Reed, thank you for that nice, sweet comment. And I just want to take time before we pray for your prayer here. That absolutely, I'm very blessed and honored to be on iHeartRadio and to be on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, which is my syndicated podcast show that they gave me 4 years ago. And we're going to, you know, my journey, I love sharing it every year. Going to change it up a little bit this year. So stay tuned when October rolls around and we'll be more glad to tell you all about it. Says, "CA, will you pray for God to set me free from sexual sin and temptation?" Absolutely. God is a God of love. He's a God of forgiveness. But you got to make sure you've been through that complete healing, cleansing, where you told God to cleanse you. You told him to heal you. You told him to take away this sexual sin. So we're going to come together as a body of believers and as radio listeners for you right now. And we're going to ask for complete healing. We're going to ask for him to flush all this out in the name of Jesus. So let's just pray it out. Dear Jesus, we come together as body believers and as radio listeners, praying for Reed in Colorado, God. We're praying that he be set free from sexual sin and temptation. Oh, Lord, it's rough. There's times where we just don't always have the answers, but we know you do, and I just pray for a complete flush out. I just pray that you just flush this whole system out of him. God, you've got him in the palm of your hands, and you're going to hold him, and we just pray that he goes through a complete flushing out of all this temptation, and that the love of you will just continue to shine through. For we love you, and we thank you, and we praise you in everything you do. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray in 110% total agreement. Amen. Okay, well, you know what? Let's get a little uplift. Today is a day on Sunday Praise with CA. These prayers are going to be answered, and your prayers that we don't have on here are going to be answered. We love you. Enjoy, and let's worship the Lord together.
people hurting, people broken, beaten down and feeling hopeless. Wonder if it's gonna always be this way. Who will speak up for the captive? Show some love and heal a past that binds the wounds we think will never go away.
There we go. When we pray, Pastor Terwin Wells, as most of y'all know, he is, and I've got it posted on my Facebook page. That's how come it's so important to like me on Facebook. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, RCA Hall, be my friend. The Church of Whitestone, a church that is going, that they're planning, him and his wife, Mr. and Miss Wells, Pastor Wells now. They're getting ready. It's getting closer around the fall season. And that is going to be when you're visiting in Georgetown, Texas. Go by and visit them. I'll send you all the information. Again, like me on my Facebook page. You cannot miss it at all. Let me ask you guys something on Sunday praise. Do you praise the Lord not just on Sundays? Do you praise the Lord all the time? Do you praise Him with all of your heart? Sometimes that praise is like a self-builder. What you're doing is you're self-building things, right? So that's very important that, you know, we take care of our temple. We take care of our body. And God also wants us to pray. Well, Rich Mullins, I've loved Rich Mullins for so long, and the Ragamuffin Band. Really, just pour it out today on Sunday Praise. Maybe you're going through trials and tribulations. God has you. Sing your praises to the Lord. I repeat, sing your praises to the Lord. Give all your troubles to Him. He's got it. Sunday Praise with CA. Good morning. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. Let me give you a little bit of encouragement on Sunday Praise before we close out and I get ready to saddle up and leave Faith Studio 1 in central downtown Fort Worth. Maybe right now, radio listeners or people that are going through a lot all across the world, maybe there's dark moments in your life and maybe you're like, God will ever see light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe you feel like this weight of stress is on you, whether it's job-related, family-related, relationship-related. Maybe you've got a medical issue. Maybe you're hurting. Maybe you're in pain. Maybe you're going through grief right now. Give it to God. But see, yeah, you don't understand. He doesn't hear my prayer. I can't tell you how many times people have told me that. He does. And like I've said a million times before, and I'll continue to take the stand on this one along with Christ, is he's never in a hurry. Relationship-wise, for answers, he's never in a hurry. Grief, he's there as our comforter. Financial situations, he's there. But he's never in any hurry. You've got to let him go with his speed. Healing. Maybe some people have never been healed in a situation. Maybe you're living in pain. Paul in the Bible was in a lot of pain. Never really actually said exactly what it was, but he was in a lot of pain. Did he get healed? Not necessarily. But through it all, God heals at the end. God loves you. He loves me. And I can't give you the answers to anything. But what I can do is I can encourage you, and I can tell you that he loves you and he cares about you. And a long time ago, my late grandmother said, even if you have even the smallest of faith, she said she wants to get to heaven with a large deal of faith. But even if your faith is as small as a mustard seed, that's all it takes. That's all it takes to admit that you're a sinner. To ask God to cleanse you of your sins, to forgive you of your sins, to accept Him as personal Savior, to have Him come into your heart, to come in as childlike faith. To trust and believe in Him. Lord, I'm going to give all my trust, all my faith, all my trust in You. Because I love You. And to forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart and live forever. For I will serve You from this day forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's all you need. Faith. Let Him in your heart. I always like to put things into context to let people know that it's very simple to have Christ in your heart. Now, being a Christian is not an easy road, but we do the best we can. We're going to sin, but you know what? You ask Him for forgiveness, and He cleanses it. He erases the tapes. Up in heaven, He erases the tapes. And you know what He says? Most likely, as the scripture says, ye not know what you do. Friends, don't you want your name in the Lamb's books of life? You don't want it to say that I never knew you, depart from me, being cast out in a lake of fire. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to do that. That's why my radio ministry reaches out. I do stuff for iHeartRadio, but iHeart gives me this platform syndicated, and it's listeners like you that share my podcast, that encourages me when sometimes I don't know if I'm really reaching y'all or not. Because I'm the guy behind the mic doing the entertainment and cheering up and praying for these texts of prayers. I had a listener the other day, if I may share, and they said I could share. They don't want me to identify themselves as man or woman. Very private issue. But they were praying because they needed a caretaking job. Asked this the other day on Messenger, out of all things, if I could pray. And I did. To the particular individual. And I gave words of hope. H-O-P-E. That I told this individual to don't give up the faith. Because if there isn't one door that God doesn't close, He opens another. So before I lead off in prayer, don't give up on God, by the way, because God hasn't gave up on you. And He works His best when you least expect it. Okay? Trust me. Before I close out in prayer, I want to give you something to take to the water cooler or take to your friends at work tomorrow. How about this? Tell them Bible equals basic instructions before leaving Earth. B-I-B-L-E, get it? Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Just imagine living forever with God. Seeing your loved ones up there. Down here, He wants you to be happy, enjoy your life. Up there, you're going to be married to God, our Creator. Friends, I don't know if He's been there for you. I know He has. There's not a doubt in my mind. You can say, see, He hasn't. No, He has. I'm going to tell you, He's been there for me. And I'm very humbled and honored in October to share a very incredible journey. Not just how I got to radio, but my two-year journey and what I've been going through that you guys don't even know. And God has been there and has helped me. And it's about a family member of mine that I love very dearly. But I never gave up on God because He didn't give up on me. And those of y'all that know me pretty well know I'm a very much big believer. And I'm a man with a big heart. And I love God. And I always will love God. And I will always share the gospel with people. Because you see, without Him, I don't have anything. Money's great. Got a great job. I don't need all that, though. The riches is having my Lord and Savior in my heart. I'd be happy even being the poorest person in the world. In fact, I will tell you before I close out on Sunday praise, is that Steve Jobs, before he passed away, was a Christian, by the way, in an unmarked grave, by the way, too, as well, said that the wealth is great, but spending the eternal life with Jesus Christ, His Lord, our Lord, is the greatest gift. He said all the wealth in the world you run out of eventually. Or if you got too much of it, you're unhappy. But you see, He found Christ. So whether you're poor or whether you're rich, don't exclude God. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your time on this little mini sermon I preached to you guys on Sunday praise. All right, let's close out in prayer. Love each and every one of you. Share my podcast anytime. Follow me on any network. Subscribe for free. It's always free, free, free. I won't charge. So, dear Jesus, thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we just pray you watch over God and protect us. Let us have a great day on Friday with family and friends. On Sunday, I'm getting the days confused, with family and friends and at church or online. God, we just love you so much. We lift it up and give it all to you. In the name of Jesus and all God's people said, amen. All right, well, this is CA. I'm going to settle up. I got to leave Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.